Aries sun signs and Aries rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for March 2019. And fire babes, it has been a journey for you. Let's take a moment to consider the energy of February before we dive into March. In February, you were in the Eight of Pentacles. And the eights are this magically swirling energy of transformation. Even look at the symbol of an eight and consider the fluidity and the mobility therein. And the Eight of Pentacles is almost the image of a crystal growing kit or an egg project, you know, back when you were a little kid where you had to incubate and keep safe an egg. It's this energy of apprenticeship. It's connected to the sign of Virgo, and it's connected to this syncing up between our internal world and our external world and our availability to kind of be small. And Aries, you're not always the sign that is most available, most easily to be small. You like to make yourself known. And so this was a month where you could actually delight to a certain degree in being behind the scenes. You were almost kind of camouflaging yourself in the month of February and learning that it was fully okay, more than okay, to show up not knowing everything and to be able to kind of shrink yourself in that way, almost like some sort of miniaturized version of yourself where you could just enter the environment and gather more information before you had to make any of your characteristically emboldened moves. And the card that I drew for you entering March is the Ace of Swords. So all of that work kind of settling into the background, so to speak, has prepared you to receive this gift. And the aces in the tarot, I always liken almost to birch boxes of their element. So with a birch box, you get this collection of materials that you don't have to pre-select. You don't have to worry about whether they're going to work or not. You just receive the box and you play with them. You put the lotions on your skin, you know, you play around with the hair products, whatever is inside the box. And there isn't a sense of having to know the end game. So in March, you're basically being gifted a birch box of the element of air. So this is new consciousness. This is a radical rupture of past behavioral patterns in terms of your mental realm. So your mind is being kind of cracked open to just sample the wares in March of, you know, where might there be an outmoded narrative that's just kind of cycling out of your life that you're ready to see recede? Where is there self-talk that it's almost like it's run its course to the extent of you're almost exhausted by the phrase that's running in your head again? All of that kind of energy is receding in March and opening, cracking your mind open. It's kind of an intense visual, but cracking your whole spirit open to receive new electrical impulses. And so this is also the energy of not having to fully know. You know, you've apprenticed yourself in the month of February, and now coming into March, there's a massive clearing happening in your mental realm. And you're really just making yourself available to any new thought, any new impulse, any new charge in the mental realm that's coming through for you. This could be a completely new way of communicating with someone that you always feel like you've gotten into kind of a stuck pattern with. It could be the kind of waiting before you charge forward on a project to receive that spark of the idea that really feels like it invigorates the entire body. Whatever it is, it's about a clearing to facilitate this kind of gift of a new mental perspective. And know, Aries, that you do not have to put any force behind this. You don't have to put any effort. There's no sweat. It's literally palms up to receive a new story. So I wish you a gorgeous March 2019, and I will speak with you in April.